There are some parts of a bridle that I'd like you to try and identify. You're not a horsewoman, are you?
I once was.
Oh, okay.
I haven't been for a number of years, though.
Well, maybe you'll be able
to. So I don't know whether I'll remember or not.
It's okay if you can't remember, because, you know, so many of the city people that I interview, they don't have any clue about any of these things.
No, they've never had any horses.
So, sure. Now, the part inside the horse's mouth.
Bridle.
The these are the one things you hold on to are called?
Yes. They what do you call them? Part of the bridle, I always called it. I don't know. There's a special name for them.
Okay. And do you recognize any of the parts of the bridle, like this thing that goes under the horse's chin? Is
I don't know. I just call the whole thing a bridle, I think, when I put it on.
Okay. Now, this is a Western saddle, and this is the part that you put your foot in. Do you know what that's called?
Stirrup.
Okay, and this part
is a horn, saddle horn.
Uh-huh. And this is the part that goes under the horse.
Yeah, the strap that goes under it. I would just call it the strap.
Mm-hmm. Do you happen to know any other parts of the saddle?
No,
probably you don't remember, but
no, I don't remember.
I wouldn't remember either. I rode briefly when I was a kid, and
you did. Well, I did too. I had horses out here when I moved out here.
Oh, what kind of horses did you have?
Well, I had one was a Virginia horse. Most of them were Western horses. Cow from our ranch. We had a ranch up in the San Andres Mountains.
Mm-hmm.
Cattle ranch.
Mm-hmm.
And the Army, you know, took it for the White Sands Proving Ground. We had to move off all our things. And
that's horrible.
Yeah, oh, we never got over it. I'd be up there now if we had it. I'd be living there now. So a few I brought when we moved out here. I had some horses over here. One was the ones that have all the different steps, what do they call them? I can't think of the name of it now. He was not a Western horse, he was from Virginia. And then, of course, I had the cowboy type,
mm-hmm,
too.
Mm-hmm. The quarter horses, or?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what, I'm so ignorant of horses.
And I haven't thought about it in so many years.
Mm-hmm.
Quarter horses, and there are all kinds of different horses.
Mm-hmm. What do they use to rope horses with?
Well, that's what we use, just the rope.
Yeah.
Okay. Can't think what if we had a special name for it or not.
Sometimes they do tricks with them at rodeos, that they do fancy tricks. Is there a special name for that rope that they use to do the tricks with?
I don't know.
Okay. How about something that you would use in your backyard to carry dirt around?
Wheelbarrow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And there's a bag with it's a big bag made out of a coarse fibrous material. What do you call that?
Mm-hmm. I know what you mean, but I can't think of the name of it now.
You don't see
it all the time.
Yeah.
Oh, what do we call those bags?
Well, you call them a burlap bag, or do you
call burlap. Burlap. That's the name.
Or do you ever call them gunny sacks?
Gunny sacks, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. A boat with oars.
A rowboat.
Okay. And a lion tamer uses a